All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got you, Jubal.
All right. While I'm putting that on, Jeff, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
Here's a fun theoretical question. If you could go back in time and live in any decade in recent history, which one would you pick?
That was fun.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's a good shot caller question.
Yeah,
the
I
end.
Think you, can get, you can't get that wrong, yeah. I don't think.
But a new survey asked that question to thousands of Americans, and they found the most popular answers. So name the top three decades that they said in the correct order. And as a lifeline, you can ask me about any decade. I'll tell you if it's in the top three, and I'll even tell you what place it's in. So I'm really trying to help you idiots out. I really, really am.
All right. Well, my first thought is people always romanticize the 50s and the 60s.
Yeah.
Even though I feel like those times were actually terrible.
Yeah, right. I'd be scared.
Behind closed doors, they were horrible.
I think the 60s, the 60s in front of closed doors were awful.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like the social upheaval in this nation was insane.
Yeah, but when people talk about it, they just talk about the sock hops and the gentlemen doing this and that. Yeah.
You know what decades always sounded the most fun to me? Because of like drugs and partying and colorful stuff. The 70s.
Yeah.
Fashion was great.
Free love.
Free love. Everyone was kicking
Wear
it.
Whatever you want.
Woodstock.
I will go with that. Yeah. Like women's lib was starting to happen.
Yeah.
You know, big mustaches.
Mm-hmm.
It
what
also
about the,
started in
the 80s. People all talk about the 80s all the time, too.
Yeah. I do feel like a lot of people love the roaring 20s.
Yeah,
like
they do.
Prohibition and
the poodle skirts
and speakeasies.
Poodle skirts wouldn't be in the 20s.
That's not 20s. Those are flapper girls.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. But there was war and the Great Depression in the 20s.
No.
That sounds amazing to me. But
that was later.
No, it was in the 20s, I think.
War was 30s.
Is the Great Depression. 50s on the list there?
The 50s is not in the top three.
Okay. You guys, why are we all missing one of the greatest decades of television ever would be the 90s?
Yeah.
I mean, if you talk about
people want to relive the 90s, they're rebooting every 90s thing that has ever been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I personally miss the 90s.
Yeah, me too.
Read the question one more time.
A recent survey asked Americans if you could go back in time and live in any decade in recent history, which one would you pick? And they found the most popular answers named the top three decades in the correct order.
I'll go in the correct order, too.
Shoot.
Damn.
That's the hard part.
I'll go the 60s as number three, the 70s as number two, and the 90s as number one.
A recent survey asked Americans, if you could go back in time, live in any decade in recent history, which one would you choose? I asked you to name the top three answers in the correct order. Number three, people loved the era of big business and new technology, the 1980s.
Oh, the 80s.
80s.
Oh, yeah.
Number two was known
as cocaine reigned supreme.
Number two was known as the big party decade, the 1970s.
Uh-huh.
And number one answer by far beat out every other decade when it comes to memorable events like Woodstock and the moon landing, music like Rolling Stones and Pink Floyd. That's why everybody loves the 1960s as the number one choice for where they would go.
Damn. All right.
Damn.
I got it wrong, and somebody wants me to sing Hakuna Matata.
Oh, I love this song.
All right, I'm turning the shot collar on.
Long live the 90s.
All right. Hakuna Matata. Oh.
What a wonderful
What a cool phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ow!
I wasn't gonna get it.
See you later. Today's show was produced by Steve, Tweet Me Boyd, and Jeff Tweak Me DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.